Welcome to a story about a bridge that couldn't be built. A bridge that has caused the start of a Halfway to Hell club. And a bridge that has something in common with American football. So why was it thought or considered impossible to build the Golden Gate Bridge? Well, in the time that we're talking about, when the discussion started about this bridge in the early 1910-1920s, it was seen as impossible to build a bridge across such a long strait, over such deep waters with difficult strong currents and in really harsh weather conditions. So when the thoughts and ideas became more clear, it was time to find a really experienced bridge builder. And they did find this in Joseph Strauss. He was experienced, but he was also known for unattractive designs. And sure enough, his first proposal was rejected because it was considered ugly. He was asked to take design input from others. So along with Joseph Strauss, we also have Leon Moisseiff, Irving Morrow, and Charles Alton Ellis as architects and designers of the Golden Gate Bridge. But even if the engineering part could be solved, there was a lot of opposition to the bridge. For instance, the US Navy, they were afraid that if a ship would collide on this bridge, or if the bridge would be sabotaged by enemies, for instance, the whole important harbor could be blocked. There were also unions who wanted to be sure that the people who would work on the bridge should come from them. They wanted to have guarantees. And last but not least, the Southern Pacific Railroad were already running ferries across the strait, and of course a bridge would endanger their business. It took a total of 10 years to overcome all this opposition, and during this time, as we know, the Great Recession hit, because now we're talking about early 1930s. So suddenly the financing was unclear. It had been assumed that the government would pay, but during the Great Recession, the government would not fund this kind of endeavors. So the city authorities needed to become very creative in finding ways to finance the bridge. They found ways, and the paying off of their different ways of financing it did not happen until 1971. After this 10 years of opposition, planning and securing financing, the building could finally begin in 1933. The monetary costs were nothing compared to the human costs. 11 workers died during the 4 years that the bridge was built. It could have been even more had it not been for an innovative new idea, a safety net. This safety net saved 19 workers from death by capturing them before they would crash into the water. The reason the net did not save all of them was that one day not only people but also a big paving machine fell onto the net, breaking it, and that particular day 10 men died. The ones who did survive, the 19 that only fell all the way to the net, they are members of what is called the Halfway to Hell Club. Even during the construction, there were discussions, what would the color of this bridge be? The US Navy wanted the bridge to be very visible. They wanted to avoid collisions at all costs, even in the very strong mist and fog that often happens in this area. So their suggestion was to paint it black with yellow stripes. Now, thanks to Irving Morrow, the bridge does not look like a giant bumblebee. Instead, he suggested to use the color that was already on the primer that was put on the steel, the orange color that fitted so well with the natural surroundings that people had gotten used to and that was visible. And it is this color that gives us the link to American football, because both the bridge and the balls in American football have the color international orange. Eventually, all obstacles were overcome, and in 1937, this iconic bridge was opened. Let's wrap up this story with the first part of a poem written by the bridge builder, Philip Joseph Strauss himself. It is called The Mighty Task is Done. At last, the mighty task is done, resplendent in the western sun. The bridge looms mountain high, its titaned piers grip ocean floor, its great steel arms link shore with shore, the towers pierce the sky.